USA News. I'm Jerry Barnes. Who's to blame if the nation defaults on its debt? It depends who you ask.
Congressman Byron Donald says there is just one person to blame for the debt limit crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said Biden is leading the nation into default by refusing to negotiate. However, President Biden is sounding hopeful a deal will be reached. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, he said some progress has been made in weekend negotiations. Biden and congressional leaders are set to meet again this week. I'm John Schaefer.
A congressional Democrat says it's up to both parties to come together on immigration reform.
We will support increased funding for Border Patrol. We will support increased funding for immigration judges to quickly process things. We will support better technology and security on the border.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, California Representative Ro Khanna called the GOP plan for a border wall extreme, but added both sides need to find areas for a compromise. The federal government may have numerous critics related to the southern border, but the mayor of El Paso is not one of them. Mayor Oscar Lesser said on CBS's Face the Nation that the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, quote, really stepped up to get his city the resources they need. President Biden wants states to help strengthen background checks on gun buyers younger than 21 to slow the pace of mass shootings. Biden made the appeal on Sunday in an op-ed appearing in USA Today. Biden wrote that he'll call for states to enact laws that give the federal background check system, quote, access to all records that could prohibit someone under age 21 from purchasing a firearm. SpaceX launched 56 new satellites into orbit on Sunday. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The man who has been president of Turkey for the last 20 years is in a fight to hold on to his job. State news agency Anadolu reports that 90% of the votes have been counted, and President Erdogan is leading the main opposition candidate by only 5 percentage points. More importantly, Erdogan currently has only 49.86% of the vote, and at least 50% is required to avoid a runoff. A new study reveals more Americans are liking what they're doing for a living.
Job satisfaction hit a 36-year high in 2022, revealing two positive changes in the tight labor market. The quality of jobs improved as wages and work flexibility increased, and workers moved into positions that were a better fit. Last year, 62.3% of U.S. workers said they were satisfied with their jobs. That's up from 60.2% in 2021. The study was done by the nonprofit The Conference Board. I'm Lance Pry.
The Celtics are heading back to the Eastern Finals, routing the Sixers Sunday in Boston behind Jason Tatum's 51 points, the most ever in a Game 7. Guardians of the Galaxy continues to dominate North American box offices. The latest edition of the space-traveling comedy-adventure franchise earned $60.5 million in its second weekend of release across U.S. and Canada theaters. Coming in second, the Super Mario Brothers movie with $13 million, followed by Book Club The Next Chapter, scoring $6.5 million for third place. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.